Chof Tes Nisan Dvar Halacha. Okay, so we'll do one more night, at least, of looking at the Midah, the Sfira, and tonight's Malchus Shebegvura. So we said Gvura means discipline, restraint, making Gvulim, Yira, Din, that's the idea of Gvura. When you say Malchus Shebegvura, you say the Midah, everything's intertwined. Malchus Gvura is that you're exhibiting the Midah's Gvura in as much that it's an expression of the Malchus aspect of Gvura. So what does that mean? Now Malchus, we're talking about Malchus Hashem. We're not talking about Malchus of people. The idea of Malchus, even if everybody watched the wedding and saw the wedding, and this, and say, oh, look, Malchus. That's not Malchus at all. It's the exact opposite of Malchus. Malchus is Malchus Hashem, which means that the Melech doesn't need anything. The Melech's doing something for the people. He's leading the people. He's doing for them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything for our Toelos. He tells us what to do, and he's our Melech for our Toelos, right? Not for anything that... Not for his Tohelos, obviously. So that's the idea of Malchus. So now, so the mitzvahs really are, as you say, you have to do mitzvahs, and they're mugbal, and this is when you have to say Kriya Shema, and this is when you have to do this, and this is when you have to do that. And it's Malchus Shebegvura, right? We're Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim. But it's not for his sake, right? It's for our sake. So when we do Malchus Shebegvura, right? Let's say you tell your kids you have to go to sleep now. So a lot of times it's because you want them out of the way. You have something to do, and you need them to go to sleep so you could get on with your evening, what you want to do. So that's not Malchus Shebegvura. That's not good. That's Gvura. Because you're stronger than your kids, and you're setting hagbolos for them, but it's not Malchus Shebegvura. And whenever you tell someone what to do, and you're in a position of, right, and you give hagbolos, but if you're doing it in a condescending way, or in a way that's selfish, or you make the person feel mushpal, so that's not Malchus Shebegvura. Malchus Shebegvura means that when you're exhibiting gvura, it should be Hashem's Malchus. The Gevurah should bring out Malchus. In other words, if I tell my kid to go to sleep at 8 o'clock and he understands that it's for his good that I want him to go to sleep at 8 o'clock. Or when I give Tochacha and the person understands, well, I know Tochacha maybe not Gevurah, but the idea is when I set the Hagbolos, it's not for my Toelos, the Hagbolos. And it's not that I should, just throw around my power and throw around my agenda, but I'm doing it for the toelos of the person. So then I'm exhibiting Malchus Shebegvura, Malchus meaning Malchus Hashem, that I'm bringing out that Adrab, I'm serving you, I'm doing something for your toelos, not for my toelos. That's the meat of Malchus Shebegvura.